Jean LeBay, are you out there tonight? Last time I saw Gene, he was smelling the roses. Gene LeBay from the Nashville Bluegrass Band. When I was a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe, we used to finish the father of bluegrass music. I might add. And he'd just say to me like he always did, Pete, that ain't no part of nothing right there.
Same music.
So we used to finish the Grand Ole Opry around midnight and head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree, and this old bus, this flexible flyer Bill had called the Bluegrass Breakdown. Now, that's not the name you saw up on the little window there. No, up there it said Spatial. And it was very spatial, I'll tell you. More often than not, we found ourselves in a situation where we'd be standing beside the bus around sunrise and the bus was taking a break. The Bluegrass Breakdown had lived up to its name once more, and we were out standing there doing what we always did at that time of the morning, watching the sunrise over those mountains of eastern Kentucky and that blue mist rising up from the valley below. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise or sunset, you can hear things. You can hear what he calls the ancient tones. It was a St. Paddy's Day just like today that we were stopped beside the road. Oh, no. And the ancient tones were rolling with the stones, I'm telling you. And Bill, he walked up to me and he said, oh, Pete, don't you ever forget it. So I put a few words to it, and we come up with the Walls of Time.